The following shir has been presented by Rav Baruch Rubanowitz, Dayan Beis Din Nesiv Haschayim Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah in Gemara discussed the distinction between if a person rents a house, bayis stam or bayis zeh. Bayis stam, it would be, for example, if a person rents, makes a reservation in a hotel, and he's asking to be provided a room, and something happens to the room after he moves in, uninhabitable, the hotel is responsible to provide for him a different room. Bayis zeh would be when he rents a specific house or apartment. He moves in. Something happens to that house. It burns down. Rashi explains, mazolo of the socher goram. And the masker is not responsible to provide a different house. In Eretz Yisrael, it's quite common for people to rent apartments up north during the summertime. Bnei Yeshiva, Balabatim, they'll rent in places like Tzfat. And in the summer of Tovshin Samach Vav, 06, people put in reservations and down payments for apartments up north. People from Bnei Brak, Yerushalayim, they paid $1,000 down payment for an apartment in Tzfat. And that summer, during Bein HaMitzarim, a war broke out in the north. Missiles were landing regularly across the entire north. The authorities gave instructions for everybody to be in bomb shelters. A significant amount of people, if not the majority, moved out of the north and came to the south. The question was asked many times, where a socher who put the money down towards the rental of the apartment asks for his money back from the maskir, and the maskir wanted to know if he was required to give it back. Karka niknis bekesef v'shtar v'chazoka. A person can purchase property, a house, with kinyan kesef. Nowadays, in many areas and in Eretz Yisrael, when a person is buying an apartment, the derech is to write a shtar as well. So, kesef alone is not going to be kone karka. You also have to have a document alongside, and it is not gemira's das to complete the sale, even if a person paid a down payment, until some type of document is written. However, that's not the case with schirus. The person is renting, the kinyan kesef works alone, and you need no shtar whatsoever. As soon as a person pays a down payment, a prutza of a down payment towards the apartment, a kinyan is made. The balance of the debt remains a chov. This is not only true at the time a person is moving into the apartment, but even if he is paying the down payment in advance of the time that he is planning to move in. As soon as the socher had given money to the maskir, in order weeks or months in advance of the time he expects to move in, that is a kinyan, and the money received by the maskir causes the chalos kinyan. The transaction takes place. The money does not need to be around at the time, in the hands of the maskir, at the time that the socher moves in. If the kinyan is chal, immediately at the time that the kinyan takes place, no one can be chozer. The socher l'chora should not be able to be chozer, even though he didn't move into the house yet. The only time a socher has an option to back out of the deal before he moved in is if he gives the money and doesn't want the kinyan to take place until he moves in. This is the distinction between the achshav u'la'achar lamed or la'achar lamed. The Ramon Kuf Tarihei Sifhei says that when a person generally rents an apartment, gives money as a down payment on an apartment, and the beginning of the rental is only later on, normally we will view this as me'ach shavula achalamed. The kinyan is taking place immediately. In which case, the socher would not be able to back out of the deal before he moves in on the grounds that he has not yet moved in. Our Mishnah and Gemara tell us that nafal habayis, if the house that one rented fell down or was destroyed, the socher is still responsible to pay. But how much is he responsible to pay for? Does he need to pay for the amount of time that he was staying there? Or perhaps he's responsible to pay for even the amount of time that he wasn't able to stay there until the end of his contract? Many Rishonim, the Rambam, Ramban, Rosh, Rashba, and the Shulchan Aruch Mechaber in Shin Yud Beis, Sif Yud Zayin, rule that during the period of time that the house is not there, the socher is proter for paying for that. In this situation, if the person wants to back out before he even moved in, it would be, perhaps one can view it as nafal habayis. There's no way for anybody to move into such a house that's unusable as a vacation home. And for that entire period of time, the socher should be proter from paying. However, the Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber. The Ramah explains that a schirus, is considered a mecher lizman. For the amount, for a period of time, that apartment is considered belonging to the socher. Just as when a person buys a house, moves in, and a war starts, he cannot back out of the deal and demand money back from the seller. It's his mazel, and his bad mazel, and he has to suffer the loss. So too, explains the Ramah, the socher rented the house for that fixed period of time. It's his. If there's a war during that period of time, mazal agoram. He will need to pay the maskir the full amount for the entire time that he rented it. This concept of schirus liyoma memkerhu is really universally accepted in other areas. All agree that if a masker's own private home was destroyed, he cannot turn to the socher and say, please get out of my second home because I don't have a place to live. The socher has every right to exercise his stay, his right to stay in the new home, because it's considered as if he bought it, purchased it, it's his for that period of time. Similarly, the Ramah in Shin Lamed Daled Sif Aleph rules that if a socher dies during the middle of his rental period, the Yorshim need to pay for the entire rental until the end of the contract. Their father was Kona that house for that period of time, and he has to pay for it. The Ramah is consistent with his opinion that Schirus Liyom HaMemker is considered a sale. However, can the Mechaber be resolved with the Ramah regarding a person dying in the middle? When a person dies, the Yorshim need to pay for the entire Schirus. Why is it that the Mechaber would rule in this situation, if Nofal HaBayis, that the socher does not need to pay for the time that he's not able to live there? If he rented it for the entire block, if the house is there or not, mazal goram, he bought it, he should have to pay for it. The Nesivis, Shin Lamed Daled, Sifkot Beis, the Chazon Ish, in Bava Kama, Siman Chof Gimel, Sifkot Yud, both draw a distinction between if the house is unusable, if it fell down, and there is nothing that the master can possibly give to the socher, that is like imum in the mekach, in the rental. That is why the mechaber, and only the mechaber, holds in that case their potter. Whereas if the socher dies, and the house is available, and the master is able to give it, then the socher needs to pay, the yorshim of the socher needs to pay for the entire time. Well, how about our situation with these vacation homes up in Tzfat? It would appear that it depends upon this machlokes mechaber Ramah. According to the mechaber, where the house is now not available to be lived in, whether he moved in first and then the war broke out, he should only have to pay for the time that he was there. But for the time that he had to move out, he should be potter. Or if he didn't move in at all, if the war started before the socher ever moved in, then again, apparently, according to the Mechaber, he should be putter, but according to the Ramah, they should have to pay for the entire period of time that they rented. However, this Ramah is based upon a Ritva on Kuf Gimel, Ardaf, in the name of his Rebbe. And the Ritva writes Mefurish on Ardaf, that the only time we're going to be mechayev the socher for the entire period, schiris liyoma memkerhu, is if the socher moved in to a house and he got it. And then something happened afterwards. However, if before he ever moved in there was no house, certainly there's an umdana in such a circumstance that he was never interested in renting such an apartment and he is putter for the entire thing. And therefore, that is the first reason that it would appear that in our situation, if the war started before the socher ever moved in, the war started in Beit HaMatzarim. Most Yeshivalites only rent the apartments up north for Bein HaZmanim, for after Tisha B'Av. In those circumstances, not only according to the Rambam is the socher going to be potter, and any money that the masker received he would have to return to the socher, but even according to the Ramah, the masker would need to return any deposit that he received. Because the Ritva says that the only time we're going to mechayev the socher is if he actually got the house and then he had that mazel. But if he never got it, then we say there's an umdana that the socher had no intention of renting the house if he's never going to get any house. There is yet another reason why in this situation the masker would need to pay back the socher any money that he received. And that's because of the halachas that are mentioned on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Ardaf. The concept of mazol chagoram, that the masker can tell the socher, is your bad mazel and therefore you need to pay, is only when it is a private issue. The Gemara makes a clear distinction, based upon the words of the Mishnah, that if it's a makas medina, then the socher is going to be potter. If the spring of the Beis HaShalchan is dry, but the river is still there, and you could bring the water with a bucket, that's not a makas medina, then the socher would be chayev. But if the river dries up, we learn in the Mishnah, and it's also in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chof Aleph Sif Aleph, if it's a makas medina, the socher is going to be potter. We don't say it's the bad mazel of the socher. It's a bad mazel for everyone. And applying that to our situation, being that the authorities here in Eretz Yisrael had given orders that everybody needs to stay in the miklat, the shelters, the bomb shelters, many people left the areas, the vacation homes are uninhabitable, this would be an onus of makas medina, and the balabayas, the master, would need to absorb the loss of this onus. The Ramah and Shin Yud Beis Sifyud Zayin discusses a situation where an entire city burnt down. In that situation, the masker is going to have to absorb the loss. If it's a single home that burnt down, then the socher would have to pay it. Now, one may wish to draw a distinction between a house that burnt down or in all the houses in a city that burnt down, where there is no house, and a situation where the houses are there, but everyone has to leave them. Perhaps the masker then can say, but I have a house, you can move in. It's your decision to leave. But the shach on that halacha draws his own parallel, and he says, what happens when there is a plague, an epidemic in the city, and because of that, everybody has to leave the city? That is also a makas medina. The houses are there. But nonetheless, in those circumstances, the masker would have to suffer the loss. Similarly, when you have a war where everybody needs to leave, it would seem that it would be like a dever that came to the ear and everybody had to run away. His socher apparently would have every right to cancel his rental. Not everybody agrees with the shach. The Machane Ephraim, Schirus, Simen Zayin, and the Marsham do draw a distinction between a city where all the houses burnt down and a situation where everybody had to run away because of an epidemic. They distinguish and they say, if everybody ran away because of an epidemic, Moscow can say, your house is here, pay up. The Ktzos and Shintes Zion Sifkot Nalev also quotes in Maram Tiktin that agrees with those opinions in the Machne Ephraim. The Ktzos and Shinchov Bey Sifkot Nalev quotes in Maram Merotenberg in Simen Shinpei Ches that seems to side with the position of the Shach, that if everybody had to go, then we will view that as a Makas Medina. The Ktzos and Shinchov Bey Sifkot Nalev explains the words of the Maram Rottenberg that when people leave a city because of an epidemic, it is considered a Makas Medina that is only true if everybody leaves the city. If there's going to be some people remaining behind, then that won't be considered a Makas Medina. The Masker can tell the Sofer, you rented the apartment. If you're leaving, that's your decision. There are some people that are staying behind. There are some people that I could have rented it to. So here we're going to say, Mazol Chagoram, that you have to leave. Could the Masker in Tzfat say such a thing to the Socher? Well, it would probably depend upon what kind of apartment he is renting. If it's a regular apartment that even a local would live in, then yes, according to the Ktzos, the Masker would be able to say, this is not viewed as a Makas Medina. There are people here who are going to stay around for whatever reason, and they would have rented this apartment. If you're leaving, for whatever reason that you need to leave, Mazol Chagoram. However, if the apartment that he's renting out is a vacation home and only rented to people that are coming on vacation, then there would be nobody who would be prepared to stay in such a home during a war. And the fact that everybody is leaving because of the war would make this a Makas Medina. According to the opinion of the Shach and the Maram Rottenberg that we mentioned earlier, this Svara of Makas Medina to cancel the rental is even applicable if he had already moved into the apartment and then the war broke out. So empowered with the Shach's position that running away is comparable to a situation where the house burnt down, this situation of war can be viewed as a Makas Medina. We have two reasons to be matir. One, if the person wants to reverse the rental before he moved in, we have the Svar of the Ritva. But even if he did move in and he paid money in advance for the entire period, he should be able to get his money back for the time that he needed to leave the apartment based upon the heter of Makas Medina on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.